one voice is all that has ever worked to make a change. And by that I mean a group of people coming together fighting for the same thing. One voice is exactly that. Teachers, parents, and students united for the same change.
What happens often is we're in our schools and we say, oh, we can't make a difference. Oh, it doesn't make a difference. Oh, it doesn't matter. But when we come together collectively, it builds this agency. And so then we also see that we're not alone.
That was Samuel Reed, a member of TAG, Teacher Action Group, and also a member of One Voice. The idea for One Voice came about last year when a group of students teamed up with teachers and parents to work on the Teacher Action Group's curriculum fair. We expanded the fair to include a summit in the afternoon. Our purpose was to get parents, students, and teachers talking about the issues that affected our schools. This fall, we kept the momentum going by starting to have ongoing meetings between students, parents, and teachers. Keith Lomax talks about how united One Voice is.
You actually have people that take the time out their day to come together and listen to each other's ideas. And to be frank, they're all the same. So coming from a student perspective, a teacher perspective, or a parent's perspective, we're all saying the same things on how we want our school to be shaped up for the future. So
all three groups are tired of the inequity and resources across our schools. Students are not given a chance to succeed because they are treated unfairly based on where they live. We all agree that a zero tolerance approach to school discipline needs to end. It's just another way of treating students unfairly by pushing them out of school. Maurice Jones, a parent, shares his frustrations.
We need more positive discipline, positive behavior support. In the schools, it seems like a lot of it is penal, and kids are affected by having things put on their record when they get into middle school, high school, affects where they go to a high school. So we need to find different ways of reaching youth to encourage them to be better students and better citizens in the classroom.
One Voice feels that school advisory councils are the key to making sure that parents, students, and teachers have decision-making powers in their schools. Maddie Davis, a teacher of the Philadelphia School District, shares how she feels about community-based control of our schools.
I think it's the key. People know what's best for their children. Teachers know what's best for their students. Politics is local. All politics is local. That's one of the major sayings in our society. And it should be that way as well with the schools.
There are a lot of changes happening in the School District of Philadelphia. We have new SRC members, and we're going to have a new superintendent. Now is the time for us to have a say in the new leadership. We need One Voice now more than ever.
At this point, education is on the lips of everyone. People that aren't getting the voice is our parents, teachers, and students. The people that are getting a voice are politicians and administrators. So we need a different viewpoint put out there.
I'm Shamaya Williams, senior at Parkway Northwest High School, member of One Voice, and the Philadelphia Student Union. Thanks for listening to On Blast.